Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Water. The expression in the Old West was whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. That may very well be the 21st century. Water crisis is global. This is not regional, and it's not directed only by polity. It's also a consequence of climate adjusting to the new conditions around the world. We begin in China, or the Pakistan-China Economic Corridor, with Antonio Colabashanu, an analyst for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend. Antonio, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. You are in Bucharest on the Black Sea Basin, but you're looking east to China, especially the China-Pakistan Corridor. What do we know now about China's investment in water management, and what do we know now about Pakistan in the flooding and the droughts? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, and thank you for having me. So yes, indeed, global issue, and I'm not sure this is entirely related to climate change, because as you well pointed out, water management and water investment are very much part of the story. And they are part of the story related to climate change, some will say. That said, in Pakistan, we are dealing with a very complex crisis, I would say. So first of all, Pakistan is dealing with an economic crisis and a complex political situation. They had floods last year. They actually had floods in 2021. They were hoping to get help from the International Monetary Fund and the neighbors, and they were discussing with the neighbors to get help in stabilizing their economy. However, this year, they had floods again, but this year, floods came during the summer after a major political crisis in the spring, which made everything increasingly complex and hard to manage to begin with. That translates into people not only, you know, good housing and good conditions, but not having the ability to have basic food because of, first of all, the economic conditions and the fact that Pakistan is getting food from elsewhere. So it's importing most of food. Plus, because of the floods, the agriculture land has been not usable, right? Now, that said, on that region, we also have two other major countries that are having water problems. One of them is China. So China announced that it will increase investment in water management. Water management has been one of the issues that China has dealt with in addressing actually the effects of climate change and the effects of industry on the environment. So this has been one issue that Beijing has been heavily criticized in the past worldwide because it was not doing enough to provide good water for its citizens, considering it kind of went with the industrial development first. Now, last year, we had a weird year in terms of climate again, and the fact that China was not able to deal with meant that a lot of industries had to shut down during the summer because of the drought and because of not enough water to keep the energy going for the industries. So that is another kind of a topic, but it is related to the Pakistani story because, first of all, you know, neighboring countries, they are also trying to establish a partnership where China has access to the Arabian Sea, and they're trying to make the best of the Chinese investments. So Chinese investments at home, Chinese investments in Pakistan. Pakistan is hoping to get a share of Chinese money. Likely not going to happen considering the problems that China has to face, one of them being water.
Iran is a country you identify as beyond management skills at this point, just abandon parts of its population. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is probably the best example of bad water management. So what happened there is that after the revolution in 79, Iran decided that it wants to only consume what it produced. And obviously, doing that and planting grains means that a lot of water got consumed. Now, we are not used to this thought, but water, too, is a resource that is limited, if not well managed, especially in places like Iran, which is not having a great geography for water. So irrigation plants and all kinds of infrastructure that the Iranian state created in order for the Iranian state to be as independent as possible from outside sources when it comes to food made the country really suffer these days because of water. So what happened during the winter, actually, during the last few weeks, Iran announced that they're having problems with water reserves, even in Tehran. And they called on to Turkey, which is not necessarily a partner when it comes to water supply management in terms of, you know, Iran working together with Turkey. But this time, they've basically come together to discuss what they could do about water management. Turkey also having a similar problem in its east, so close to the Iranian border. Now, it all could be managed short term, but the problem is not going to disappear.
We head west to Egypt, Sudan, and Ethiopia. Battering each other over the Nile River Valley. Do we believe that is climate or, again, policy? Can you measure it, Antonia?
It's that is probably the most known case of water management policies and water conflict, actually, because this is what we are talking about. As countries become you know, more interested in how to manage their water because they no longer have enough water to support their population, conflict comes close and tensions grow. Now, that part of the world saw a lot of tensions during, you know, decades. Right now, you know, there is a bit of everything. It's impossible to measure and to say, well, look, this is climate change only, especially on a place like that, because we know that the problems have dated a while back. So it is up to the governments to come with solutions. And those solutions have to be put together in order to kind of ensure a good transition to whatever this climate change is, because again, we don't really know. Like, we are all experts. We see the weather is changing, but we don't really know what climate change really means.
Let's head to Europe. Let's head to Europe because we don't want to leave out the most advanced civilization on the planet struggling as well. There's good diplomacy. There's good relations between states, but there's nothing that can do about the Rhine River Valley not right. being navigable, or you and I both have experience with the Po River Valley of last summer, which was yes. so low the hydropower was in question and its tributaries. And also, let's get to the winter time. There's no skiing, I'm told, in the French and Italian Alps right now. There's limited skiing across the Alps. That is very much a water management issue. They assume that the snowpack will bail us out. At this point, Antonia, because you've been in Italy and I only report from there via correspondent, I believe they have reason to worry about this summer. Do you agree?
I do agree. I believe that they have good reasons to worry in Germany as well. And even in Romania, we don't have skiing in the Carpathians at this moment. Actually, we have seen the first snow in the Carpathians, not in, in Bucharest, several days ago. So on one side, it's all good news for Europe, right? Because everyone was scared that this winter would be terrible and it will be very cold and we are all going to have an energy problem. Now, we don't have an energy problem, but we may get into a water problem. And that water problem will transfer into an energy problem because obviously, you know, the most, the easiest, you know, the kind of the cheapest energy and renewable energy is that is coming from water. Hydropower plants are using water. And that is going to have, like, if we don't have water, we are going to have issues with the renewable energy that we are already consuming for years. And in Germany, you know, talking about the Rhine River, trade in Germany is very much dependent on navigable waters, Rhine in particular. So think about industry and how that affects the transportation costs for whatever is being traded within Germany and outside Germany. You know, that's not good news for the German economy and for the European Union economy, which means that we don't really have solutions, even if, as you well pointed out, in Europe, we don't have a history of tensions over water because we didn't have this problem yet.
The detail I like about Italy is the damage to the risotto rice crop. It went this way, as I'm told. Because the Po River Valley went down so far, it drains into the Adriatic, and the salt water from the Adriatic came upstream, damaging the crops, or the farmers were worried about damaging the crops. That can happen again. I know this is awfully specific, but you and I share a love for Italy, so I thought I'd mention it, that yeah. risotto rice is no longer a guaranteed product of the bounty of the Po River Valley. But not to leave out the United States, Romania, yes, has light snow in the Carpathians. We have a very mild winter here in New England, which doesn't necessarily translate into a lower river. We're water rich in New England, but the Colorado River has been low for years. And last year, the river reached a point where they were talking about rationing it to different communities down the Colorado River. And Lake Mead that feeds the Hoover Dam went down so far, they were pulling bodies out of it because of the assumption that people had been buried there decades ago. And now they were discovering them. So the water management in the United States is superb. Everybody worries about it, but there's nothing we can do about the climate. We haven't mentioned a remedy. There is no one remedy, if I understand it, Antonia. What do you say in Bucharest about what to deal with the climate? Are people anxious about it?
Well, there are many views about it, as there are views all over the place right. with regards to the climate, not only water. But as you well pointed out, there is no solution. Right. And we don't seem to be united on one solution, even when it comes to water management, that we kind of done, know how to do. And just, you know, get the minimal improvement in place. So that's our problem today, actually.
We've identified drought and floods and drought and floods as a phenomenon of the changing climate, perhaps. Another 100 years, there'll be certainty, but I won't be here to comment on it. Antonio Colubashanu, a geopolitical analyst for Geopolitical Futures. We're turning to the war next because Antonia and her country are on the front lines and decisions are being made now about the war immediately and the war or contest with the Russian Federation in the future. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Battle.